This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs. Welcome to this episode of LabCast. Today we'll be rejoining our discussion with Principal Brian Zimmerman of OpenView Venture Partners. Brian leads up the OpenView Labs team and works on a daily basis with our expansion stage portfolio companies. Today we're going to talk a little bit about hiring inside salespeople, how to find the best sales candidates, how to onboard them properly, and how to make sure they're a good match for your team. Thanks for joining us again, Brian. We're excited to talk some more.
Great to be here, Corey.
So when looking for the ideal sales candidate, do you have any tips or suggestions for our listeners?
Well, I think you first want to define what the ideal candidate is. And, are they engaging? Are they aggressive, intuitive, confident, and most importantly, competitive? Mm-hmm. The best sales reps I've seen, over-the-phone sales or inside sales reps, have those qualities. The challenge is finding them and hiring them.
So do you usually sit down and work through these ahead of time while creating a job description?
Well, in my years working with growth stage companies, one of the biggest challenges the companies have are actually assembling, training, and retaining these people. Mm-hmm. So most of these companies just lack experience hiring, managing, coaching, and developing their people. But the first step is to identify, in the job description, mm-hmm. or in the sales methodology or process that you're looking to have these people execute. Mm-hmm. Do they match from a perspective of, are they coachable? Do they think strategically? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, are they fearless? It's not easy, but it can be done.
So what would you say a few of your suggestions would be, generally when hiring for an inside sales role?
Well, first one I would say is and again, I like to keep things simple, but I evaluate people on two simple things. It's competence and commitment. And from an inside sales perspective or building a team, I always tend to hire commitment over competence. Mm-hmm. People's competence can be developed over time with an investment. If you have a good 90-day ramp-up program, you can definitely then invest in competence. But I found early on, we don't know what that ramp-up or onboarding is going to take or what it looks like, and we have to figure that out. So what you want is those fearless, aggressive people that are highly committed to the goals and the aspirations of the company. Mm-hmm. Another one is to really focus on the behavior of the individual, paying special attention to that. Examples are competitive, goal-oriented, and career-driven. Are they motivated to be in the industry that they're in? If they have those in place, it's very, very easy to teach them about your company, your product, and your customers. Mm-hmm. A third one would be just don't be afraid to hire out of college. Mm-hmm. It's not as easy unless you have that 90-day plan, but it can be done. People are generally coming out of school highly motivated, highly competent, highly committed, looking to build that competence, so it's easy for them to adapt to that learning curve. Always overhire in these teams. No matter what you do, attrition is going to happen. Make use of the metrics so you know when to hire people and what that hire will cost you. Companies can start by hiring low-cost individuals and get them very, very focused on proactive activities. I always say I'll take 80 average things as opposed to two great things. Mm-hmm. Generally, when you're talking about inside sales, you're talking about high transactions, so numerous deals, numerous interactions with potential prospects, and then of course, customer. Mm-hmm.
So when they do join an organization, especially if they're a younger individual, what do you do to help instill the culture of the organization? What does the onboarding process look like?
Culture is should be set up front in any organization. We have a workshop that we do with all of our portfolio companies around extraordinary execution, and part of that is developing your company's aspirations. If you have those, it's very easy for someone to come in and to adapt to a specific culture, but do it from day one. Mm-hmm. People are going to struggle if your culture continues to change or evolve, and what it demonstrates is that your executive team and your organization is completely committed to that.
Mm-hmm. And you talked a little bit about a 90-day onboarding strategy. Is this something that is executed against all roles on a sales team when they're first hired?
Again, it's a goal. We'd love to get to a point where people are up and running in 2 or 3 days. What I'm talking about 90 days is they're achieving the quotas that you set out for them. Anytime after a 3-month period, you've probably taken too long and you can't afford that in your economic model. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really important to say in 90 days, I'm going to make a decision if this is a long-term career development person, specifically in inside sales. But anybody that doesn't ramp up in 90 days, you really need to tweak your training programs. Your aspirations are what you need to do to get to a really good economic model.
That's really interesting. Do you typically have reviews after a 90-day period with the individual?
Good managers have reviews every week. That's called the retrospective in many ways, or feedback. If you have a really good feedback loop and you continue to catch people doing things right, reprimanded in cases when they're not doing things well and they were clearly understood or redirecting them back to the focal point. You shouldn't have any problem recognizing it minimum 90 days, but that's kind of my benchmark when I look at it. What I don't like to feel is 6 months in that we should have probably acted differently with this employee after 90 days.
So when recruiting for these roles, do you suggest that at an expansion stage, companies, you know, recruit for themselves? Should they be, you know, utilizing outside resources for this? It can be a difficult role to fill in many ways. So sometimes it can be complex. What are your tips?
Just the key is invest in recruiting. And what I mean by that is I see a lot of organizations, go through recruitment channels. Obviously, one of the huge values at OpenView Labs is we have recruiting capabilities for our teams, which we've ingrained the processes that we followed at many other organizations. But it needs to be an investment. Sales managers should always be, every week there should be an interview going on, whether you have staff or not. That A player is always going to be out there. So if you're not investing in recruiting, eventually your attrition is going to hurt you long term. What you don't want is somebody on quota for some reason, an unfortunate reason or fortunate reason in many cases, a person leave the organization and you're stuck with a quota.
Right. And have you ever used something like an incentive program or something like that to get your good salespeople to refer, you know, probably peers from previous jobs or other people that they would recommend to the firm?
Yeah, I think a referral incentive program is critical in any organization, and it doesn't have to be highly monetary. What happens is people like to work with people they like to work with, and generally people will not recommend somebody they don't feel 100% confident in. So you see more sheltered people of giving a resume to a sales manager unless they're highly confident in that person. Their interactions will be at a very professional level. But what I've found is your employees, based on the fact, again, this goes back to you better have a really, really good culture and a really good aspirations in place so that person knows that this person will either, the person they're recommending will either fit in or not fit in.
Well, thank you very much, Ryan. I think those are all good tips for those looking to hire inside salespeople moving forward.
Thanks, Corey.